The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle, and indeed we are live. Hey, what crazy weather we've been having, right? You know, we have a really nice during the day period of time, and then all of a sudden we get towards the end of that day and cloud bursts all over the place and it soaks us. And it's like, wow, this is the weather I grew up with in Western New York State. It's not supposed to happen here in Virginia, but we have all that pressure and all that, weather coming up from the Gulf of Mexico, and it's dumping on us. So hang in there, my friends. You'll be fine. We'll all get through this without any trouble whatsoever. We're going to talk about a lot of things today, but we're going to talk about you particularly and the things that you can do to keep yourself strong. We're going to touch on things like joint pain and body ache and shortness of breath and loss of taste and smell and debilitating fatigue. And I just don't want to do anything. And anxiety levels that go through the ceiling and cough and sometimes heart palpitation. You can't go out and do your normal exercise because you don't have it within you. Your muscles just say, no, I'm not in. What are we talking about? We're talking about symptoms that are associated with something called long haulers. Presentation, long haulers symptoms. There's a lot of them. They're the most common that I just went through. And, you know, your temperature will go up and down. You get a little bit of a elevated temperature, you know, your anxiety because, you know, what's this all about? And you get chills and you get sweats. And ladies, you think you're going through perimenopause and menopause and some dizziness. And the interesting thing is that all of these things are the sequela of getting the virus, the bug, the COVID bug or the variant. And we're not going to talk about anything that is super controversial. We're going to just talk about how you can help yourself and making sure that you have the immune system to stabilize anything that goes on and understand that your body is in the process of trying to reset itself. But at the Rozelle Center for Healing, the doctors there have come up with a pretty decent platform now to be able to stabilize a lot of this and treat people to get rid of the pain and the fatigue and the headaches and all these residual situations and be able to shorten that long-term effect and make it less. But we're looking and we're trying to figure it out. But we're here today at 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you. Let's kind of put it together. You know, let's see what's going on with you and see if we can't make life a little bit better for you. So when we talk about the most common or the common long hauler symptoms, and we're talking about, you know, a fatigue pattern, almost like a chronic fatigue. We're talking about body aching and the joints that ache. So we're running off, we're putting drugs in our body. And unfortunately, in some situations, that makes it a whole lot worse. It's not the easiest or the best way of treating this, and actually can prolong the situation because that in of itself can knock down your immunological system. You know, there are basically, there are about 66, if you will, very common presentations, and they can last for a period of up to 7 to 9 months, and maybe even slightly more than that. You know, these symptoms are from everything, even visual hallucinations. It's like crazy, right? Itchy skin. You want to tear your skin off. Ladies, you're going to have menstrual cycle changes. There's going to be ED problems, sexual dysfunction, no interest whatsoever. You know, all of these guys can be attributed all of a sudden coming out of nowhere to having been exposed to the virus and in some situations, side effects of the prevention of the virus and the like. So, you know, you've heard about things like about shedding and so forth. Well, you know, without talking about the efficacy of any of that stuff, you need to know that there are side effects to all kinds of things, even trying to help you through this process. You know, if you want to really understand this, you have to really understand that all these symptoms can be a result of having the having had the disease process, having had the COVID, being exposed to it, and you just didn't feel good for a few days or a week, and then all of a sudden you just never felt really good again. Being exposed to somebody like any other vaccine, no matter what it is, whether it's an old flu vaccine or measles vaccine and so forth, and within the first short period of time, that person can transmit that because it's just the way it is. That's where the term shedding came from. And that's why they said, 2 weeks after you have something, you have to be careful. Having said that, what do you do about this stuff? How do you put it together? How do you make sure that you have the wherewithal? So let's start with, to begin with, what your immune system should be doing to protect you against this or anything else. Your body was designed, and you've heard me say that a child should eat a pound of dirt before they're, a year old, to defend itself virtually from anything, providing that the internal environment is strong. There's a guy by the name of Louis Pasteur, and he's the guy that came up with the germ theory. And he said that you got a bug, you got to kill it with a drug, right? Here's the bug, here's the antibiotic. And that went on for a long time. And, antibiotics saved a lot of lives, no doubt. But the hyperutilization of it was a problem, as we can get into in this program or other programs. But here's what he ended up saying on his deathbed. What he said was very profound. He said, I was wrong. It's not the bug. It's the terrain, meaning it's the body that the bug gets into can either handle it, fight it, deal with it, kill it, get it out of there, or you're going to succumb to the devastation of that bug. And that's why some people can be exposed to all kinds of things and never come down with anything. They can go up and, have a conversation with somebody for hours on end and, give them a kiss on both cheeks, and that person is sick and they never come down with it. How does that happen? Well, we have to look at the things that stimulate body's immunological response. Do your own checkpoint, right? In my world, there's only three things that cause the body to succumb to symptom processes. One is imbalance of the nervous system. If the nerves of the body aren't working, brain, spinal cord, the 31 pairs of nerves that come off the spine, if they're signaling to their targets, the muscles and the organ systems aren't what it was designed to be and to do, then you're going to have an inhibition or a weakness, if you will, in those systems working, including the heart and lungs and kidney, but your immune system as well. So it's critical that spinal alignment is good and the presentation of neurological transmission from neurotransmitters and so forth is adequate and balanced. The second piece has to do with everything that's outside your body, exogenous forms. So we're talking about, the foods that we eat, the sugar, sodas, coffee, black teas, fast food, fried foods, alcohol, gluten additives. You know my drill, right? All those things dampen the body's immunological responses. The garbage that they put into our food, the antibiotics, the steroids, the growth hormones, the glycophosphates that are out there in so many different forms. We're talking about Roundup, that once it gets into the plants, unless they're organic, you're eating conventional foods, you're eating seeds that Monsanto generated, they are all exposed to glycophosphates, which basically is Roundup. And then that gets into your system. The electromagnetic fields. And if you live in the Washington metropolitan area or a large area like we do here, you're living in a barrage of electrical impulses from microwave dishes to 5G networks and so forth. All of those things affect you. The third piece is the mind. It's the decision-making process of our head. Because whatever you decide is true, your body steps up and says, got it, I'm in, okay, let's go. And so you have to have a foundational belief system that is strong enough to move you in a direction that your body doesn't succumb from its impunity, if you will, its suppression. Because ultimately, whatever you decide is true will become and it will manifest as being true physiologically, sometimes very quickly, sometimes over a long period of time. For example, Years ago, there was a play, not a playwright, but he was a publicist, excuse me, out of Chicago. His name was Norman Cousins. And this guy was diagnosed with a very severe blood disorder. He was going to die. And the doctors told him that, you know, we could do chemotherapeutics and it might give you an extra couple months, but you're going to be miserable. Just go home, enjoy your life, and get yourself together. So in his head, he said, I'm not going to die. I'm not going to go home and succumb to this. And he had learned that laughter would increase the body's immunological response. So he started downloading in our world today, but went out and got all the comedies of the old Laurel and Hardy and Three Stooges and things like that. And he watched them and he laughed and he changed his persona and he got rid of the pressure cooker that he was under on a day-to-day basis. And short end of a long story was he goes back months later and he's completely free of the disease. This man goes on to teach brain, mind, body medicine at Loma Linda Medical Center in California. So that's not an anecdotal application. That happens all the time, and it happens in reverse. People who are told that, you know, they should be able to pull out of this thing without any trouble whatsoever think it's a death knell, and they reverse it. They go down the tubes. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to put together a way of supporting our patients, not only with long haulers and the side effects, and people who don't even think that they got the bug are suffering from some of the long hauler symptoms. And we're talking about things like detoxing the body with ionization foot bath that are stimulated with low energy light lasers to pull debris and toxins and viral patterns out. We're talking about using things like NAD, which debrides the body. You upregulate that system. The body begins to shed stuff. We're talking about working on the methylation pathways that are very profound, and we're able to deal with those. So there's so many different ways of handling this stuff, but it depends on the patient. It depends on their immune system, their intestinal integrity. Remember that 75%, if you will, of your immune system begins in the intestinal tract. If your gut isn't good, you're going to be more susceptible to all kinds of things, but more importantly, you're going to be susceptible to this. Give me a call today, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. This is for you today. I want to answer your questions. We're actually thinking about putting together a program for you, and we're going to host it, I think, later on this fall, and it's simply going to be called Ask the Doc. And we're going to invite you into the Results Center for Healing, and we're going to let you present any symptoms that you want, ask about any laboratory work, what it looks like. You can say, well, I'm asking for a friend. Well, that's cool. And we'll tell you what to tell your friend, and we'll put that together. So I love that when I see it on social media, right? I'm asking for a friend, but we'll put that together. Well, this is your friend, and I will answer that for your friend. So give me a call at 888-630-9625. We're coming up to a break. We're going to talk about all kinds of things that you can do for yourself. Don't go away. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Indeed, I am. And a special program that is really a springboard off of so many patients asking questions and people calling in and sending me emails. So I thought I'd address it a little bit today. And what we're talking about is long haulers presentation with this COVID virus. Actually, this isn't unique to this particular bug, to this COVID-19, SARS, and the current Delta variant and all the other variants that are going to come out and so forth. Remember something, that every virus is going to springboard, and you're going to have mutations, and they're going to affect different ways. This new Delta variant is affecting the intestinal tract, and so subsequently people are going into very significant diarrhea and mild temperature, and their oxygenation levels go down, but it's not as deadly as the original SARS COVID-19. But the problem is the dehydration and the misery that goes along with it. But having said that, the long haulers presentation as well can be quite significant, and it can lead you from everything from body pain and aching and hurting across the board. it's pretty ugly. I mean, it basically takes your life away for months, and some people suffer with it from, you know, 4 months and 5 months, and some of people go into up to 9 months plus. We're in the initial stages of trying to figure out what this is all about. But, you know, chronic cough and brain fog and chest pain and joint pain and muscle ache and heart palpitations. And what the worst part is the anxiety that is driven with it. There's a lot of different varied presentations, and rightfully so. People get, you know, worried. Oh my gosh, what is really going on? And, you know, am I dying? Well, no, you're not dying, although it feels like you are. And, you know, sometimes you say, boy, you know, I'd rather not be here than go through all this. But the problem is that we have to protect ourselves immunologically for a lot of things. That's what we've always done. That's what our body is designed to do. And we don't want to suppress immunological reactions either. So what's a boy or a girl to do? Well, the first thing is that, you know, as we said in the first part of the program, you have to look at the platform of neurological integrity, biochemical integrity, and the emotional platform, or the mind, the decision-making processes that we go through in virtually everything. So you want to see, you know, or basically take inventory, if you will, of what you've been doing. You know, do you have a bad habit of not supporting and eating good foods? If that's the case, I would take a good look at it. You know, if you had a car that needed the highest octane and the best oils and the best lube, and it needed to be looked at on a regular basis and tuned properly, I don't think you'd be going down to Joe's cheap gas station and putting 87% octane in it, would you? I don't think so, because you know what would happen to that vehicle. It wouldn't not only run well, but it would begin to break down. Well, your body's no different. It responds to the things that we put into it. And if you put, you know, if you put adulterated food in that's not organic, if you're not careful with, you know, water consumption and making sure that you're dumping all the lymphatic tissue on a regular basis. And how about looking at your body itself? Do you get a little stretching? Do you breathe properly? Do you sit and pray or meditate? Do you allow the tranquility to disperse the stress? You know, when you're under stress on a constant basis, regardless of what the origin is, your body goes into a constant fight-flight reaction. It goes into a sympathetic overdrive. So you only have two major systems, sympathetic and parasympathetic. Sympathetic is when you fight the tiger. You know, back in the day, we had tigers to fight, right? You know, tons of years ago. In today's society, we're fighting the tigers of stress. We're fighting the tigers of, you know, media. We're fighting the tigers of our work environment. And we're always in overdrive. We're always taking things seriously. And we're trying to do multiple things all at one time instead of breaking them down and accomplishing one thing well, slowly. You know, if you take a look at the people who accomplish the most things in the world and at the highest levels possible, they're good at one or two things. They're not masters. They're masters of one. They're not junkies where they get into a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of this. They don't take time for themselves. They don't love themselves, or they love themselves enough to pay attention. So, for example, you know, how many of you, as we said, you know, get a little exercise, go for a walk. You've heard me say repetitively, if you walk 2 miles, just 2 miles every day, no matter how fast it is, the data, the statistics, the research shows that you decrease your risk of dying from a disease process by 50%. So we're going to give you more of that. I want to give you tools today, but give me a call at 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. I am here for you. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Dr. Tom Rozell Live continues now on 105.9 FM WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozell. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. Indeed, I am here. I am live. And, you know, we've been putting up, as I said earlier in the program, with some really strange weather lately. You know, it gets nice during the day. It's almost too hot. And then all of a sudden, boom, the storms come in and knock some branches down and put out some lights. And then we get another nice day and it starts all over again. And, you know, fortunately this week we'll get a little lower temperatures, but nevertheless, it's kind of interesting. Listen, I want to invite you to my website that is specifically designed for this program. Go to drtomroselle.com. That's drtomroselle.com. It links into, you know, Results Center for Healing. It links into Core Concepts Chiropractic out in the Broadlands area and so forth. So you can go back and forth. But more importantly, we're going to start posting a lot of different things off that site and the podcast that we're in the process of putting together that will be done and broadcast daily from 11 to 12 o'clock. Give us a couple more weeks and we're ready to rock and roll with that and hopefully give you interviews that will spark interest and give you information that will be quite profound. But if you're looking for products, you're looking for, you know, what we're doing, where we're headed, the different type of educational processes that you can be part of, start with that, drtomroselle.com. And by the way, while you're in there, go to the place and buy my book, you know, because you need to have it. It's called Ageless Health. Health is a do-it-yourself program. It's there. It's available for you. We'd love to send that off to you. It makes a great reference and resource for so many different things. But let's get back into talking about this long haulers problem. And if you have a question, please call me today at 888-630-9625 on this or virtually anything else. You know, a root cause, if you will, is how you approach things. What is really causing the problems? And, you know, when it comes to these long haulers, they're suffering significantly in many cases. Not everybody that's been exposed to the COVID virus or the variant or the variants to come and so forth, but people who have immunological susceptibility, if you will, and they get the pegs knocked out a little differently and a little bit more profoundly. You know, you have to look at diet. So when you approach any condition, you have to support dietary patterns so you decrease inflammation. So that's a matter of finding what sensitivities the patient has, and it could be to foods, things like gluten and sugars and dairy and, you know, the most common ones, peanuts, if you will, peanut butter. They cause immunological responses by upregulating the inflammatory pathways, which is going to make everybody feel pretty miserable. And we want to make sure that we get rid of the refined products and we get a lot of protein to repair our bodies with. You've got to have usable proteins, but good proteins, not ones that have been injected with all kinds of things. A good fiber content in your body to make sure the bowels and the intestinal system stay healthy by evacuating good healthy fats and so forth. And we sit down with each patient and we go through it. We have to make sure that you're getting all the phytonutrients, the micronutrients from vegetables and fruits and spices and some herbal teas and lots and lots and lots of water. It's really important that you get as much as you can to flush out that lymphatic system. You've heard me talk about NAC, N-acetylcysteine, over a period of time. It's an amino acid that causes the body to produce its own glutathione. And we can either give glutathione directly. In many cases, you know, we refer out to Ageless Health Regenerative Medicine for glutathione IVs, but you can do it in suppository forms. You can, the oral form works somewhat, but if you want to stimulate your own body's ability to make that detoxification pathway work, NAC is the one that you want to use. N-acetylcysteine is really important, and it's a great detoxifier. It's actually the glutathione is the master detoxifier of the body. That's how the body gets rid of all kinds of garbage. So we have to make sure that the body has plenty of that. There's an interesting doctor out there. His name is Aaron Hartman. He's a medical physician. He is the founder of Richmond Integrative and Functional Medicine Clinics in Richmond, Virginia. And he, in one of his articles, he talks about a patient, a 26-year-old woman whose symptoms, persistent low oxygen. She couldn't, her oxygen saturation was very low. And particularly as what we're talking about is, you know, right after COVID. And what he did is he put her on a regime that included, among other things, NAC and high levels of omega fatty acids, the right ones. and she turned around. It's really all that took to make that happen. So in that particular situation, it worked pretty well. You've heard me talk about vitamin D and zinc. You have to make sure your vitamin D levels are adequate. The new functional medicine guidelines, you know, if you go to a normal laboratory, you're going to see that the laboratory says from 30 to 100 is where you should be. The guidelines now are going up to over 100. They're up to about 140 to 150. So if you're in that sweet spot of 90 to 100 to 80 to 85, in through there, you're doing really, really well. But that may mean that you have to take, you know, 5,000-10,000 units a day of something that will actually absorb in your body and not just linger. So what we want to make sure is that you're doing is getting adequate amounts of everything that you can possibly can. You know, resveratrol, and I kid around all the time. I said, I'll take mine in a glass of red wine, please. Resveratrol is a polyphenol. It has very strong antioxidant and anti-inflammatory effects that are found in red grapes, in red wine. Some berries, particularly the blueberries and the blackberries and things of that nature. Now, that doesn't mean you need to go off and drink a bottle of wine every day. That means resveratrol can be useful in some cases and help people begin to get rid of that brain fatigue, if you will, and allow them to move further into a place where the body can actually rest and sleep. By the way, one thing, if you are a wine drinker and you do drink red wine, I will, and all the American manufacturers are going to hate me right now, but your lower levels of sulfites that are contained in red wine are in wines that are produced overseas, in Italy and France and Argentina and so forth. We produce a lot of good product here, but if you want to keep the sulfite levels down, it's because a lot of people are sensitive to them, I would encourage you to make sure that takes place. But, you know, generally about 200 milligrams of resveratrol, you know, a couple times a day if you have a long hauler problem is more than adequate. We've all heard about intermittent fasting. Well, a lot of healthcare providers, particularly in my world, the functional medicine platforms, natural healthcare providers, naturopaths, you know, this is a time-restricted eating pattern, and it's designed to rejuvenate the body's immune system. You know, people say, well, you do it yourself. Yeah, I go about 12 hours without eating. Some of them are shortened up even to about 6 hours, or, you know, 6 hours of eating time, 8 hours of eating time, 10 hours of eating time. But you have to go to it slowly. And particularly if you're a patient that suffers from low blood sugar, it's not the best thing to jump into right away. You need to be handheld through it. It will balance things out over a period of time. But fasting supports the turnover of damaged cells in your body. You know, and here's the other piece that I want you to be aware of, and I'm going to tell you about another product. When you fast, you're getting rid of toxins. When you fast, you're getting rid of dead cells. You want to stimulate the body's ability to dump this stuff. There's a product that we use, and it's called NAD, and it's called nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide. Big word, right? Well, what it does, it helps the body increase its new cell formation, but first it has to get rid of the old damaged stuff. So NAD in an intermittent fasting pattern, or in some cases we'll put a patient on a fast for 1 to 2 to 3 days, will load, meaning will upregulate, put a lot of NAD into the system a day or two or three prior to the fast. But you can do this on an ongoing basis with an intermittent fasting pattern to help support turnover, if you will, of damaged tissue that could have taken place from any of these viral patterns and many other things, just life in general, if you will. And what it does is it helps body produce new mitochondria, the little engines that give you the oomph, if you will, to begin to move forward. Remember, we talked a little bit about that intestinal tract. We have to make sure that the gut, your bowels, have the good guys, the good microbiome. And unfortunately, the COVID virus and any other viral pattern, any other disease, any other infection, fungus, mold, can wreak havoc on the gut microbiome. Research on specific strains of probiotics, you know, it's an ongoing situation. You have to be really careful because everybody's saying, well, I got the best out there. There's only a few of them that we look at and that we use and we test our patients for it. But if you eat fermented foods that you're not allergic to, like sauerkraut, I shy patients away from yogurts and kefir unless they're raw organic source. And even kimchi, you have to make sure that they come from good sources. But if you go in and say organic, is it coming from a raw product? Again, it's a juggling act. So, you know, you need to hook up with somebody like, you know, in our nutrition department or one of our docs to really look at it globally to find out, number one, why isn't your normal environment, your microbiome working the way it's supposed to, and what can be done about it? What can be done to turn it back on? There's an old friend called melatonin, and everybody thinks, well, melatonin is used to help me get a little sleep. Melatonin does a lot of different things, and some people can do oral melatonin. We've given patients for neurological problems up to 200-400 milligrams in a suppository form, and it upregulates. Melatonin is an anti-inflammatory and an antioxidant. It helps the body produce chemistry that helps regulate that sleep-wake cycle. Now, remember what I talked about many times is that if you don't sleep, if you don't go into a healthy sleep pattern, you can't heal. You have to go into that parasympathetic system. You have to get out of that fight, flight, or that sympathetic reaction. And if you're not sleeping at night, if you're waking up multiple times during the night, your cortisol is cranking up. You're eating, you know, too many fast-acting carbohydrates at nighttime. You're drinking before you go to bed. You have lights on all over the place. You're sitting there falling asleep in front of the television. I promise you, your melatonin is not working well. And subsequently, your anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, your repair cycles are being down-regulated in a way that you're not going to be able to deal with. So it's, you can fix that. And there's a lot of ways of fixing melatonin production because it comes from the pineal gland by simply learning how to meditate or go into a deep spiritual presence and learning how to stimulate that. I'm going to quote something that I've held very, very dearly. Where your focus goes, your energy flows. So there's ways of putting your focus into a neutral place, putting your focus into different parts of your body to allow healing to begin to take place. But melatonin is a critical piece. It's one that we need to support. There's another piece that we use often. It's called quercetin. And quercetin is a flavonoid, and it's found in things like broccoli and onions and capers and apples and berries. It's a lot of people will call quercetin a master cell stabilizer. Well, it also decreases the inflammatory reactions that have to do with allergies and asthma. We use it quite extensively with patients that have those types of presentations, and it works very well. Quercetin appears to bind to this viral spike protein, if you will, of the coronavirus, and it inhibits the inflammation that it causes. Early on, you heard me talk about, you know, if you use quercetin and you're sick, you can do vitamin D and zinc and quercetin, and you can use melatonin, you can use a probiotic, and there were other things. That's what was helping a lot of people. But quercetin, melatonin, and those things are great. Got a couple other things we'll share with you, but we're coming up to a break in the program, and we have to be, you know, kind to those who bring this program to all of us. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Don't go away. We'll be right back after some important messages.
Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Indeed, I am, and bringing you, you know, the best information that you're going to find anywhere right here on this platform every Sunday at 11 a.m. on the Eastern Seaboard. And those of you who are around the country that listen to us, thank you very much, and tell your friends about us. We're going to continue to try to support your immune system and give you everything that you need to take care of yourself. We talked about some very interesting things today, how to support yourself, how to help you know, you relative to the residuals of this long hauler problem that we're seeing with this COVID virus, and even with the variant, and even with you know, this, some of the things that are supposed to protect us. And this goes back to years of, you know, looking after patients who've had normal vaccines, you know, for flu vaccines and so forth. So there are things that you can do. And, you know, we talked a little bit about different products. We talked a little bit about letting your body rest and repair and regenerate, you know, cellular division through intermittent fasting. You can do that. But you need to do it under guidelines with people who know what they're doing. You can give the doctors at the Roselle Center for Healing a call. It's real simple. You go to RoselleCare.com and check it out that way. Or you can go to DrTomRoselle.com and check out everything that's there. And we'll have more and more things there. We're redeveloping that whole site for you. It's going to be there to serve you at the highest level possible. And don't forget that within a couple short weeks, we're going to be starting our daily podcast. And they'll be short. There'll be interviews. There'll be people from all over the country and folks that are really on the cutting edge of all types of things that you should be able to do for yourself. So that's the platform. That's the premise of this program and this show. And we want to make sure that you have the tools to help yourself and your family, to be able to think through processes and, you know, to do it cogently. And remember that, you know, we come from a beautiful birthright called the United States of America that allows us the ability to choose and to see and to apply, but you got to have the knowledge base to make that happen. And that's what we do here. You know, we talked about a list of about 8 different things that you can do to support yourself. And the one thing that I wanted to leave to the end, which in my mind is probably one of the most effective and a priority that has to be in any regime of immunological support, is structural chiropractic osteopathic manipulation and acupuncture. Those two things together bring up the body's immunological responses at a level far more significant than virtually anything else. You combine that with the things that we're talking about, and your immune system is going to be profound. And the one thing that we want to make sure that you also understand is that you have to get those quiet moments every day. You have to make sure that you meditate, you pray every day. You want to make sure that you put your body into a parasympathetic response where healing takes place, and you sleep well at nighttime so your body can begin to regenerate itself. Those are the critical pieces. A patient asked me the other day, do you watch the news? Do you pay attention? I said, no, not as much as I used to. And they said, what? You're not paying attention? I said, no. You know what? If I watch the news for a half hour on Monday, and then if I watch it again on Saturday, they basically said the same thing that they did on Monday. So I'll give myself a little snippet, and then I'll read, and I pay attention, and I do a lot of economic news readings because, you know, it's important that I protect my family and I protect the practice and all the things that we touch upon. So what I would suggest to you is that make your environment a learning platform, a supportive, loving platform. I've always, my entire career, have gotten up early, and I've read a little bit in the morning, and I've, you know, done a little bit of breathing and stretching and meditating, and that's my prayerful hour, if you will. I would suggest to you that you begin to incorporate those things in your life. Give yourself the respect to take care of your body. Don't pollute it with garbage. Upregulate it with a little bit of light, gentle breathing and walking, if nothing more. Take the responsibility, take the opportunity, and make sure you continue to listen to Dr. Tom Roselle Live in our podcast coming up. The reason that we do this and we continue doing it after all these years, after 25 years on radio, is one reason only. We love you. You deserve it. See you next week. Take good care of yourself. Bye.